Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're not fooling around now. We're getting down to business here. NCAA tournament. Getting rolling tonight with those teams. I'm still calling. I don't care what the NCAA says. They're playing games, kind of like, right? Pat Kennedy joins us, the coach. He's had teams in this tournament. A lot of them. He knows the drill. Welcome, Pat.
Hey, Scott. How you doing? Great to be with you guys.
Let's look at this first from a coaching standpoint. What are these days, a couple of days before you play like? You're probably playing a team you haven't played outside of your conference. What's the staff doing in this time?
Well, you know, I've been fortunate, Scott, because we've had teams at Florida State that had a chance to get to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
So with those teams, you were kind of scouting down the road. You never lost total focus on simply the game you have. But at the same time, you've got to be wise with the time that you have.
Sure.
And you'd have one or two other assistants looking at the next possible two opponents. We never went further than three down the road, but the next possible two opponents. And, you know, you're trying to stay healthy. You're trying to get your guys rested. Again, you hear this all the time, but it's the truth. You just don't break any of your normal routines. The guys, I'll tell you what, Scott, when you get there, like when you saw Temple, St. John's, and Arizona State respond to get to making the play-in games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that. You got guys like Bobby Hurley, Chris Mullins, Grant Dunphy, and all of these young men. It makes your heart feel great when you see these kids get so fired up just simply to make the field. So when you get there to the games, it's exciting enough, believe me.
When you've had teams that played in conference tournaments and some of them may have played three games in 3 days, it's more of almost like, I guess, walkthroughs, right, to get things down and shoot arounds. Obviously, from a coaching standpoint, you don't want to beat these guys up who've played a lot of games and a lot of minutes.
No, you got to get them rest. You got to get them off their feet. We actually even would sometimes use the ballroom at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone so far as use the parking lot of a hotel to do our scouting report and not even go into a high school or another gym. Keep the kids right from their, you know, from their bedrooms at the hotel, straight to something simple and go back again. So your legs are extremely important because your emotion's going to take over. Sometimes when you get too mentally emotional, you lose your legs a little bit and then you got to recoup. So you really got to take care of the kids' legs.
Talking to Pat Kennedy here on the Scott Garceau Show, I want to ask you about Gonzaga because they have that horrific loss to St. Mary's, which got everybody fired up, and now everyone's down on them. But this is a very, very good team that I think people are sleeping on.
Well, I think their 1-2 punch is maybe the – and other than Zion, obviously, and Barnett from Duke, their 1-2 punch, I don't know how much you guys got a chance to see them play during the course of the year, but they are just really unbelievable. I mean, they are a team that when they got to the St. Mary's game, they had beaten St. Mary's, you guys know, earlier in the year by like 45 mm-hmm. points. I watched that particular game. You know, I think it's Tucker and Hachimutsi.
Hachimura,
Yeah, are there two big kids who are both phenomenal, and they've got a great lead guard as well. So I don't think folks are going to fall asleep on them in the tournament, Jeremy, when you start watching their videotapes. You know, they're like all of these West Coast teams. We don't see them now. Coach Bennett out there has always had a little bit of Gonzaga's number. You know, he gets to that particular, and all the conspiracy folks have said, oh, Gonzaga threw that game so they'd get another team from that conference in the tournament, and they'd all make more money. Now, that's a really wild conspiracy thought, right?
Yeah.
But that was actually out there. Because I will say one thing. I saw Gonzaga a lot during the year, and I don't care if they're playing a second or third team in their league or the seventh or eighth team in their league, they tend to bury everybody during the course of the year. So, you know, the game reminded me of the Virginia game against UMBC a year ago. Gonzaga looked like they were asleep in that St. Mary's game. That will not happen once they get in the NCAA tournament.
Michigan State got the 2 seed. They win the Big Ten tournament, and they get thrown in the East with Duke, and they probably have one of the toughest paths to try to get there, right? That's pretty nasty.
They do, and only because Duke is for the first time, I think, in a long time, at least coming out of Las Vegas, is just like a clear favorite to go ahead and win it. But so I certainly understand Tom Izzo's feelings. But, you know, then if you take a look at the pairings and you take a look at the seeds, where else were they going to put them, per se? They still have got to get through. You got Louisville and Minnesota in their bracket. You got LSU. You got LSU on the other side, and you're just not sure how those kids are going to respond to what happened with their coach. And, of course, Tony Benford had those technical fouls that really hurt him in the tournament. So I don't know how much confidence those kids have in him as of being their leader. But I will tell you one thing. For those folks that haven't had a chance to watch Michigan State at all, this kid, Cassius Winston, is one of the most unbelievable.
He's special,
Most clever, special, deceptive players that I've seen in a really long time. This kid can control a game. So anybody that plays Michigan State, if you don't control Cassius Winston, and I don't know how you do it, he can certainly take over the game and put them in position to win.
Tommy said after their win on Saturday, he said that the kid hasn't said me since he arrived on campus. He said just a great kid. He's been playing on two bad ankles too, so he's trying to limit his minutes. But no, he's special, and that means a lot this time of year when you have a quarterback, a veteran leader who can control pace of the game and get the ball to the right people. That's invaluable, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why Virginia is still so scary, and I can see a lot of people picking Virginia to win it all because I think their most valuable player is Ty Jerome. I just think that he gets the ball to everybody at the right place at the right time. He hits big shots. He's a very disruptive defender. He played out of the New York City Catholic League at Iona Prep. He's a really seasoned guy that can win it. You can see that kid hoisting the trophy at the end of all this. And I'm not saying he's an unsung hero, but he's not put up there with everybody else. But that kid is, I guarantee you, coaches that play Virginia, they worry about him quite a bit.
Hey, Coach, I love his little kiss off the glass. He's got all these great angles. We were talking about Xavier Simpson with that kind of hook shot.
Yeah.
But Jerome gets in the lane, and he has these angles where he takes these shots before the shot blocker can get to him to get it off. It's incredible.
Jeremy, all of these kids, like the three guys you just mentioned, all kind of true point guards, but they all have these very tricky, one-handed.
Yeah, they'll shoot off the dribble without using the other hand,
like in the old days, Scott, if you took a shot like that, you'd get benched, right?
What are you doing, you idiot? Sit down.
It's kind of, the game's kind of changed with the quick step, jumping off the wrong foot, the Euro step, all these different things to create shots that I'm watching sometimes and going, damn it, I know he traveled. And then you see the replay, you're like, he didn't. It just looks goofy to me. Yeah.
Yeah, and Jeremy, not that you, and I'm not going back so far in time, but Bob Cousy was an individual when he first broke in and certainly had an incredible impact, not only on the game of basketball, but the entire NBA. And Cousy was one of the first guys to go off the wrong foot, shoot one-handed layups, shoot running hook shots. when was the last time Petey Carrell's Princeton's teams used to take shots like that? Now you see kids across the board trying to take these type of shots. And I think, obviously, what we've seen from Steph Curry in the NBA has influenced these kids as well.
Yeah. Pat, give us a couple of teams that might be a little sneaky that people should keep an eye on, in your opinion.
Well, we all try to look at upset specials. I know a lot of people are looking at Northeastern and Kansas, but I do like Northeastern. I'm just trying to look at it purely from a basketball standpoint. They're long. They can rebound. They've got very good shooters. Bill Cohen is one of the unsung coaches in the country. He does an incredible job year in and year out. You don't know who they recruit, and then they put a team on the floor that's very, very well coached. So right off the bat, Northeastern obviously plays in your backyard in the CAA. Of course, the other one that a lot of people are picking because of the number of games that they have won and how they've won it is New Mexico State over Auburn. And the reason I think Auburn is vulnerable is that Bruce gets them so emotionally fired up. I would say Bruce Pearl, along with Buzz Williams down at Virginia Tech, probably do the best job of getting their kids individually fired up. So I think Auburn would be very vulnerable.
Hey, Coach.
I think the Arizona State St. John's winner will be Buffalo.
Hey, Coach, real quick, who's in your Final Four before we let you run?
Well, Final Four, people are going to go crazy, but I'm looking at an ACC Final Four for maybe the first time ever, but I think Duke and Florida State, Virginia and North Carolina can all clearly get to the Final Four, and how unique would that be to have an ACC Final Four? But, don't count out Texas Tech pulling an upset. And I like Houston playing against North Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, Michigan State, Duke. But Duke, Florida State, Virginia, and North Carolina could clearly be an ACC final.
You gave me too much information, Pat. I'm flooded here. My head's spinning. But always good to chat with you, buddy. Good to hear from you, Pat. We'll be checking
in. Great to hear you, and I'll check in with you. Take care.
All right. Thanks a lot, Pat.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.